Hey, this podcast replay, it's brought to you by Blue Chew, a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients in Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable tablets, and of course, at a fraction of the cost. Use our code BIGO, go to BlueChew.com, try your first month for free, just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com.
Ray's in, he says, good afternoon, Big O. You playing the over in the Dolphins game? No. 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 But I did get him yesterday, 6.5. I can already tell you that. Okay? I'm taking the Dolphins plus the points. What the hell? What the hell? Do they have a shot to win? Yeah, they got a shot. Is Buffalo the better team? Obviously. They're the best team in the NFL, probably. If not the second best. I don't know who else you want to put up there. You know, whatever. But I'll tell you this. This Dolphin team has a better chance than any of the Dolphin teams the last couple of years. Jesus, those teams are terrible. So this one, at least, with this offense, I give them a puncher's chance at least, you know, and maybe keep it respectable. Listen, that's all the Dolphins really have to do for me this week. Of course I want them to win. Nothing would make me happier than to watch them win, Tua ball out, Tyreek tear it up, Jalen Phillips to pick up a couple sacks, knock the crap out of Josh Allen. Of course I would love all of that, okay? But you're 2-0, right? The Bengals are very beatable. They're back to being kind of the Bungles as it is, right? So you can end up 3-1 in your first four games that everybody thought it was going to be terrible. As long as you put up a respectable performance that you could lose by a score, but play a good game, I think the Dolphin Nation will feel really good because as the season goes on, maybe you got a better shot at taking them out down the line. But what you can't do on Sunday, it can't be 45-10. It can't be 30-6. That can't happen. You know why? Because then you question the first two games as an aberration. And then you say, well, maybe they're not that good, man. Maybe they just kind of, maybe Baltimore's really not that good and the Patriots are terrible. The Patriots do look bad, by the way. Let's be honest now. The Patriots look bad, but they have to have a respectable performance this week. That's how you justify this. But what I love is that McDaniel sent an indirect message to his team. And while McDaniel's the cool cat with the jokes and all that kind of stuff, and they asked him about the challenge of Buffalo, he said, well, the only way you become good is by beating the good teams. It's pretty simple, right? There's not a lot of confusion there. It's an obvious statement, and that's what he's telling his team. 2-0 don't mean shit. Beating Buffalo means something. That's kind of what he's telling them. And so they are they are the standard right now in the NFL, the Bills. They're not just the standard in the AFC East. They're the standard in the NFL. When people look around the NFL and they say, who's got the better team or a chance at the Super Bowl? Buffalo is in that conversation every single time. And they should be. They've earned that right. For 5 years, they've been building this monster, and they are a monster. This is your chance now to tame that monster. You know, somebody said, you know, Bears and Dolphins. And I was there at the Orange Bowl that day when the Bears came in undefeated and all that stuff. And this was later in the season. I believe the Bears were like 9-0, 10-0, 11-0 or something like that. It was later in the season when that loss came. So it was a bigger crescendo because by that time the Bears were like, okay, these guys are nasty. And it was. It was a nasty-ass defense. There's no doubt. But, here's your chance. Here's your chance to kind of break through. Here's the chance for you. Look, a lot of people have to shut up now about Tua, right? Because of the way he's playing now. Now the people that were questioning him have got to take a step back and say, well, maybe I'm wrong. Let's see if the kid continues to ball out. Okay, fine. Well, the Dolphins have not convinced a damn person at all. Maybe the Dolphin Nation, you and I are pumped up about the team. We love what we're seeing, all that stuff. We're confident, all that. But on the periphery, they're, oh, nice job, guys. All right, now we got to see more of it. And everybody says, oh, well, they got Buffalo this week. That's your measuring stick. You've got to perform this week. And you're home. Monday night game for them. Short week. They got some injuries. They've got to travel. And they're playing in your home at 1 o'clock in your humidity. You have every advantage possible. Plus, they haven't seen the whole offense. You've seen everything that Buffalo does. Everything's on tape for the last few years. There's only 2 weeks of tape on the Dolphins. So Mike McDaniel still has the element of surprise. So it gives you another advantage that you have going into this game, because there is no book on Mike McDaniel yet as a head coach. You don't know his tendencies. You don't know what he likes to do in certain situations. The only thing you do know by now, if you haven't figured out, and if you haven't for the rest of the NFL and any coaches that might watch or anything like that, Mike McDaniel's got balls. Just want to remind you of that. Okay? He's got a set. So if it's third and short, fourth and short, and it's he'll take that chance. That's what I like. I do like that at least you don't have, see, that's my concern with the Canes and Mario Cristobal. This past week, against Texas A&M, you were right there. Third and six, and you handed off the ball. You didn't put it in your player's best, in the hands of your best player. Like Denver did a week and a half ago. You're going to kick a 64-yard field goal and not give it to Russell Wilson. A money player that makes money plays his entire damn career. NC State, Wisconsin, Seattle. You're not going to put the ball in his hands? What are you, out of your mind? And I thought Mario did that this past week against Texas A&M. You're third and six right there on the goal line. I'm living and dying with Tyler Van Dyke. You don't get there much in that game. You don't have opportunities to score touchdowns. Score touchdowns. You settle for field goals, you lose in today's game. This isn't the 90s. Okay? We're not playing 3 yard in a cloud of dust football and then we're playing, you know, tight games and fit. No. This defense is, all the rules are against the defense now. It's all about offense. And you got to score points. College or the NFL. You play Sperano football, you will end up on the losing end every single time. Rest in peace, Tony. Sorry, but I got to use you as an example always for field goals since, God bless you, you loved them too much. So McDaniel's got some balls. So on top of all the advantages that they have going into this game, and they're intangibles, most of them, right? And some of them are tangibles with the injuries. Buffalo is still the better team, but you do have advantages going into this game. You got to abuse those advantages and come up with one hell of a performance against the Bills. And if you do that, then that changes what people think about the Miami Dolphins now. And if they, even if they lose a close game by a point or 3 points or five or six, they're going to say, oh, you see that? Dolphins are for real, bro, because the Bills are badasses and they hung with them. They had a chance. That's kind of what you got to do, right? At the end of that game, you lost, but you're going to go back to a play or two and say, you're a play or two away from winning that game. That's how you're going to feel good about the Dolphins. And if they win, obviously, forget about it. The town's going to explode. Dolphin fans all over the world will be breaking TVs. Okay? Everybody will be, you know, going crazy. So, you know, we all know what happens with a win. It all depends on what kind of a loss, if you do suffer one, what kind of a loss is it?